Hey everyone, it's Beauty. This is the first of our production commentary exclusives to my boudoir subreddit. It seems to be the most popular choice of what everybody's asked for. So for tonight, I am editing my audio for tomorrow, which I don't normally leave them this late, but here we are. So tonight's audio is May I Part 3. And that series, which I believe is actually called May I Ask You to Help Me Piece Together What Happened Last Night. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit my audio and then I'm just going to sort of give you the basics of the steps along the way. This is actually a really good one to start with for this little, I think it'll be like a series that we do, a production commentary series. Because it's going to be basic. So what I do first is I go through the script, see what sound effects are required. And then I go and I open all of the sound effect files. I find everything I need, open the files, have them all ready so that when I'm in the actual audio track, I can layer in the various tracks. So, you know, the one I did last night, reminding your sub, it had, I believe it was either 10 or 11 layers. I'd have to check the project files. But it was either 10 or 11 layers of the track with the various effects because of how detailed that was. Now, I'm not going to start the series with one of those because there's really nowhere to go from there. So we'll start simple and sweet. Okay. So this one, after reviewing the script, does not have any sound effects. Everything that was required was recorded live at the time. So the kissing effects, any movement, fabric moving, that kind of thing, it was all done live. So that's good. I don't have to worry about that. Now, I open the file. My saving system, so the way I save my files, first of all, when I record them as FLAX or as WAVES. Lately, I've been recording them as WAVES just because it's been a little bit easier to deal with, but generally a FLAC is preferred. The way I tend to save them, I'm a little bit paranoid, so I back them up 3 times. I have a Dropbox, a Google Drive, and then my hard drive. I don't like saving them to my hard drive because, let's face it, by the time these audios are done and all of the various project files, it's a lot. So I do have an external drive as well, but I like just the online backup. And I have 2 of them, like I said, just in case something happens. So I keep my unedited audios in one spot, my completed unreleased audios in another, and then the ones that have been released have been posted in a third. And within those folders are the individual audio folders. So each audio has its own folder, and inside of that is all of the various edited incarnations. So what that entails is the main vocal, so the FLAC of the original take, untouched, unspliced, unedited, everything's pure. Then I save the splice, and I save the splice with the edit. So I have both. I also save whatever I've done as sound effects. I save that as a separate track. So I'll merge all the effects together with the timing into one track. So I'll render one track out of that. And that's saved as the separate effects track, and then save the perfected voice track. I'll also, of course, render the two together for a new track, which is ultimately the one that gets released. All of that is saved inside those files, those folders for each audio. Then, once they're moved, I take the MP3. So everything is saved as WAVES. I take the MP3 and I rename the file with the tags. So whatever it looks like on Soundgasm is generally what it'll look like as the naming convention for the MP3 in my system. And then I will move the audio, just the MP3, into another folder that is just the posted audios. So one folder has the MP3 of every single audio I've posted, just the audios. And that's just so if I ever need to look at it, it's all there. Or if I ever need to re-upload something to SoundGasm or whatever, it's all in one spot. So, pretty convoluted and probably a longer explanation than was necessary, but that's just how I do things. So I'm ready to start with this track. This was a single take. I didn't have a whole lot of extra to do with it. That was good. I was happy with that. Sorry, my thing is having a moment here. What's it doing? If I say the one more time, I swear I'm going to turn off my own stuff. So when I was looking at what is involved for effects, the other reason I'm looking at that is to determine which software I'm going to use. So I have three at my disposal. I use Adobe Audition, I use Reaper, and I use Audacity. And I use three for different things. I have all three. I have Reaper and Audition because I do music. So I've used those for quite some time prior to doing audios. And I like them. I enjoy working with them. I know how to use them. I'm pretty proficient with them. So I'm comfortable working in them. However, there are some projects that Audacity, just for sheer simplicity, is my go-to. And I think this particular audio might be one of those. Because all I'm going to have to do is I'm identifying just based on the visual of the audio track. There are 7 spots where I'm going to have to splice some stuff out just based on the marks that I made while I was recording. And noise reduction. And I think that is about it for this one. So it's short, sweet, and to the point. So I'll start with my noise reduction. So basically how I'm doing this is I'm recording you guys for you guys on my cell phone. So I apologize, it's not the greatest quality. I really didn't want to have to edit in the studio. It's not set up well for that. I'd rather be comfortable. So this is not going to be the standard of audio quality that you're used to, and I apologize for that. I will probably still run it through some sort of noise reduction before I post it. But I've got my cell phone microphone with me, but I've also got my headphones that I use to edit with, which are my Audio-Technicas. I use my Audio-Technicas, my ATM50X headphones because I love them. I have other ones that I use depending on what I'm editing, whether I need open back or close back, whether a combination works. I actually record wearing the ATM50Xs as well. I find they just are clearer for straight audio. I do have I believe it's the M70X, and I have a pair of Sennheisers as well, but these are my go-tos. You know, everybody has their preference, right? So these are the ones I like. When I'm mixing music, like if I'm mastering a track for music production, I tend to use these to record the vocal. But then I switch to like my AKGs, or I have another pair of Sennheisers for that as well. So yeah, all kinds of stuff going on here. So I do have the headphones on, and I will be stopping with, you will have moments of just nothing because I'm listening, obviously. And I don't want to sacrifice the audio quality because I'm trying to talk and listen at the same time. So I'm essentially walking and chewing gum at the same time here. So we're going to see how this goes. All right. So I've got my room noise for my noise reduction profile. Basically, when you do room noise, you just want to make sure that there's absolutely no sound other than just atmosphere. And by no sound, I mean no breathing, no, you know, somebody next door slams a door and you get a minor little tiny thump. Any little thing like that will actually warp your noise reduction. And that's where you start to hear things like you sound like you're in a tunnel, because what it's trying to do is it adjusts to, how do I say this without getting too technical? It basically adjusts how much it takes out to get rid of that noise. Okay. So if you have, for example, I did one night and I missed that there was a breath in it. Well, that breath has a different frequency than standard room noise where there's nothing. So when it was adjusting for noise reduction, it's looking for the noise in this, the frequency, and the decibels of the breath, which means it's removing more of the quality audio than it should be instead of just the background noise. Okay. I think that I have to think about it because I know how I would say it in a technical way, but, but that I hope that's, I'm gonna have to think about that for a second. But I hope that is clear enough. So what ends up happening is you end up losing a part of the frequency of the actual quality part of the audio. And it sounds like you're taking a piece out of the middle, where, you know, that's that wind tunnel effect, and nobody wants that. So what we do is basically I just stand there and hold my breath, literally stock still, hold my breath, don't move, don't blink, don't anything for about 15 to 20 seconds, just enough to get the room noise that I want. Then I can have my noise profile the way I want it. And that I find works for me anyway. So I've got that. I also just want to double check. So hold on a sec. I'm listening now. Okay, good. So now I have that. I will do my noise reduction, my noise profile. And then I'll do the full reduction. And I'm just using, I think I'm just going to stick with Audacity tonight because this is pretty basic. Now, that being said, if I do the noise reduction and I don't like how it handled that, I will flip over into Audition, because Audition, I have a little bit more control over specific pieces of the noise reduction instead of just a blanket approach. So I can tweak certain things to not make it sound like a wind tunnel. And it's taking forever. And I don't know why, because noise reduction should not take 35 or 40 seconds. Should be pretty quick. It's not that long an audio either. Like it's not huge. Although I think actually this might be. I think when I recorded it, it came in around 40 minutes. I promise this is not going to be a 40-minute commentary. Yeah, I think it came in around 40 minutes, but there was a couple of spots where I stopped and messed around with a couple of things, so I don't think it's going to be quite that big. I'm just going to check, actually. Yeah, it's like 40. Uh, 40 minutes and 49 seconds. Awesome. So, all right, we've got our noise reduction. We're good there. Now, I always do an intro on the beginning. I think I actually once left it on a released audio. I think it was my third or fourth audio. I left the such and such take one, here we go kind of thing on the beginning of it, which was mortifying, by the way. So I'm always very, very careful once I do my noise reduction to take that off. So that's what I'm going to do now. Now I'm talking to myself. It's great. I'm talking about how I'm nervous. So that's actually really funny. I made a comment here on this audio when I recorded it. Because this is a series, this is the third in a series. So this is my third time out of the gate with this character. And she's important. Like she's important to people. She has struck a chord with people. She's someone you just want to care about. I know I did when I first read the original script, and then when Arutban has given us more scripts. She's someone you just want to give a shit about, right? So when I was gearing up to actually record, I had to really get in the headspace just to make sure that I gave her the respect she deserved. Because her story is a very delicate one. You know, she's got past issues, and she's in this fantastic new relationship, and this guy is being so sweet, but she's still getting in her own head. And there's so many layers to her that if even one step is wrong, the whole thing is shot. So I was literally, I'm listening to it as I'm listening to it. I'm giving myself a pep talk to make sure that I can do this. So here we go. As I just said, I'm nervous. I'm never nervous, which is true. So here we go. I think the audio is starting. There we go. So now I've found my cut point. So now I go back to the beginning of the track and I cut out everything before that point. I always leave a few seconds just of silence, because nobody wants to start right at the voice when they go in. All right, so there's that. Now, I'm going to jump to, just in the interest of expediency here, I'm going to jump to my first cut point, which I clapped at. I do that because it makes it easier to find. So I'm going to see what the issue was. Oh, I needed a drink. Apparently I had to drink something. Hold on. I gotta find where I am here. Did I miss that? I know there was coffee. That's what it was. I was drinking coffee. And I did drink, but I don't think I liked how it caught. Let me listen to the preceding piece here and see what the deal is. I marked it so that I could stop and listen. So now I'm listening. Okay. So is this for me? Is the line? Now I'm isolating the part that I may have to cut, just because I want to make sure that I have the perfect ending of the keeping part and then the perfect stop. So I recorded a piece of this line twice, which I don't know which one I want to keep. So hold on. Okay, so I have two takes of the same line here, which is really interesting. And I'm going to keep the first one because the first one was better. I read it just to have a jumping off point. Okay, so I'm going to keep that. So move this back. Now I was able to splice that, and you'd never know there was something missing there. And now I'm talking to myself because I have to figure out how to do the sound effect. I make it sound like I'm sipping coffee, which I think I had a water bottle. Which I have to listen to. Of that piece. So what I did is I gave myself a couple different options for the sipping of the coffee. Actually, that one will work. And I found one that I like. So when I'm recording, if I'm unsure of something that I've done, what I'll do is I'll record it a few different ways, and a lot of people do this. This is pretty standard. Record it a few different ways, play with it a little bit, because continuity is key. If you get into the editing and you discover that you don't like what you did, going back and re-recording, the chances that you are going to be able to match the exact tone of your voice, the exact quality of the sound, slim to nil. You could be in the exact same room, sitting in the exact same spot with the exact same microphone setup, and it'll sound totally different because the angle at which you approach the mic, the time of day based on how much you've been talking, you know, if you're even an eighth of an inch different in your distance from the mic, all of these things factor into how you sound. So if you have to go back and re-record, matching that continuity is damn near impossible. So my philosophy on it is figure it out as you're doing it the first time. That's also why I try not to do more than one take, because I don't want to have to splice this stuff together. And I'm like that when I sing too. Singing's a little bit different, because it's set up differently. The microphone is recording differently. And because you're going to be over top of music and you're going to be blended into music, you have a little bit more leeway with what you sound like. You can, I hate to say it, but you can hide a little bit more of the imperfections in the music than you can with this. With this, it's literally you and nothing else. There's nowhere to hide. So with this particular thing, I was sipping coffee and I have to somehow figure out how to sorry, I just got a notification on my phone. It distracted me. I have to somehow figure out how to make this sipping sound, which I did about six different ways on the actual recording, to pick one. Because if I don't like it, then I have to go hunting for a sound effect. And I really hate having to cut in sound effects that I can make myself live. That would be like trying to edit in a blowjob sound later. Can you imagine if I had to if I had to intersperse dialogue with a pre-made blowjob sound? It just wouldn't work. So I try not to do that. So I'm just going to be quiet here for a second while I listen to the sipping noise that I've chosen to see if it works with the flow of the dialogue. So that is actually perfect. Now, there's a little bit of extra noise after it because I was talking to myself about how much I wasn't sure that effect would work. So now I've actually edited the whole thing here. Perfect. Okay, so that was our first splice. Now I'm going to jump ahead to the next one. Screwed up. So the line was, "I'm sorry, it's pretty clear I drank too much something, and I screwed it up. So I have to go back." Yep, there it is. It's pretty clear I drank too much last night. So now I have to figure out where I have to cut it. The other thing to really watch too, especially for me, In case anybody hadn't noticed, I use a lot of breath in my performance, especially for this type of character, well, this character in particular. My breathing is actually part of the character for me. That I've actually screwed myself up many times. Sorry, I'm just adjusting here. I've screwed myself up many times doing that because it's very hard to edit a breath. You know, if you're cutting around words, that's fine. You can cut that stuff out. But if you've got a breath that you have to work with, it's a little bit more of a tricky situation. So I have to be careful, and I'm mindful of it now when I redo a line or I'm playing with something. I'm very mindful of how I breathe, because if I don't, I make myself three times the work in the editing trying to match breaths. It's not worth the work. I would rather just be mindful of it up front and not have to spend half an hour editing one breath so that it sounds cohesive and you'd never know that it was spliced from two different pieces. It can be done, pain in the butt. So let me see what this sounds like. There's that one gone. All right. Next. There's that. All right. What's our... Oh, I screwed up the line. So I didn't like the reading of the line. I didn't screw it up. I didn't like the reading of the line. I changed how I wanted to deliver it. It was the line about consent to kiss her. It was not, my cadence on it was wrong, and I didn't like it. So, there we go. Now, that thing I literally just said about breath, I just did it to myself. Because I now have to cut a breath and a word in half, which is a little bit tricky. So just bear with me a second here. Because the problem is I did a massive exhale and I didn't finish the exhale before I started the word, and that's where I have to cut. So I have to zoom in quite a bit to see the individual pixels so that I can actually see where the breath stops and the vocal begins. It's like I said, it's minuscule. It's barely there, but it's there. So I'm just doing that now to see if I can isolate it. I think we're going to go that way, a couple of beats. And then I'm going to listen. Perfect. So now I can cut out what I need to cut out because I've marked where the split is. And I just turned it on in a spot where all I hear is fuck and giggling, lots of giggling. This is why you guys want the blooper reel, like freaking giggling. All right, I have to extend that section just a tiny bit because there was a weird swallow at the end of it. You know what that was? Perfect. So now we delete that. Perfect. All right, that one's done. So that is three of the seven have been dealt with. Here's number four. Whoop. So the line is, did you look at me when you helped me change? And it came out, did you look at me when you helped me changed? Which was completely fucked up. Okay. Now, here's another thing that I have to be more mindful of. And when I get into a scene, I'm not always. Sometimes when I'm speaking, I don't allow myself enough breaks between the words to be able to isolate them to cut out mistakes. And when I go to restart a line, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I don't pick the right spot to restart the line. So, for example, instead of starting at the beginning of this, I don't want to say the sentence because that's not right. Instead of starting at the beginning of this section of the line, I start basically a couple words right before where I screwed up. Unfortunately, to cut that in, I'm trying to come into a spot where I'm already in the flow of speech. So I'm coming into a point where I can't really mask a splice because I have to have a flow. You can tell by the way the words are formed and the way it sounds that, this is a flow of words. This is something that's ongoing. So, what has to happen here is I have to isolate again. I have to zoom right in, find the pixelation of the track, and sorry, I'm just looking at it because I think I can see it right now. I have to find that, and then I can splice it from that tiny little detail. But oh, did it do? I'm calling it pixelation, but it's actually the individual samples. I'm just trying to use a word that will give you a visual image of what I'm dealing with. It's not pixels, obviously. And anybody with any musical knowledge is going, "What the f-?" Yeah, no, it's the individual samples is what I'm looking at, but I'm trying to give an image to anybody that doesn't know what that is. So think of pixels on like a video game or something. Those individual little blocks is what I'm looking for, and I have to isolate those in the tiniest form, because there's millions of them in these pieces of sound, and we have to isolate them so that I know where to cut them. And the smaller you can get, the more precise you can get. The easier the splice is because it's easier to blend and be more natural with your two pieces coming together. So I hope that makes sense. Like I said, I'm trying to figure out how technical I can be. First of all, and still keep everybody interested. And second of all, and not, talk over people because I don't want to do that. That's a dick move. So here we go. All right, so I've isolated the spot. Here. So just let me listen here for a second. Back that up a little bit because I really like that breath. Again, this is like the perfect character for the breaths. I love having breaths with her. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so that's four. We're getting there. Got three more splices to do. I think we're at like 34 minutes. Anybody that's listened this long, you guys are freaking troopers, man. Okay, where's the next one? Okay. Let's see what's going on here. We're getting into the action now. Okay, so I'm not sure why I didn't like this. I just repeated the line. I'm wondering if it was delivery. Because listening to it again, It's the just so you don't waste a copycat question. I don't like the way I said copycat. It sounds like shit. So, problem solved. We'll splice it out. And I just actually made a mistake. So I did not check my splice. And I cut out part of a moan. So I have to be careful. So if I cut that out, it cuts the moan off before it clearly ends. And you can tell it's a splice. So I'm going to have to zoom in here so I can see a little bit better. Because now I'm... One sec. Okay, there's a tiny little like rebound sound at the end of that moan that I'm not liking. But I have to catch the moan properly while not. Let's try that. That minor splice was like 1/8 of a millisecond too much. Okay. Just this way, just a little bit. And then we go there. The hell? All right, I think I see the problem. There's a weird little mouth noise here that I don't like that needs to just stop. And if I can actually have that breath feed right into that next line and make it seamless, that might work. Hold on one sec, guys. I'm still with you. Okay, so now I'm going to do a minor fade in on that piece just to ease the transition from one to the next. And there, perfect. Okay, so what I just did, because you kind of heard it, but you didn't know what was going on. The end of that breath had a little, I don't know, a little rebound sound that I was having trouble isolating. So when I took it out, it didn't allow for it to flow into the next piece. So what I actually did is I spliced it very, very close to the next word, but I did a minor, like a tiny, tiny little fade in on the next word so that the harshness of the beginning of the word was minimized so that it sounded like it could almost be faded in from the breath itself. So it kind of took two separate pieces and made them one. And that's what I wanted to do. I fade out there. And the back end of the breath was a little sharp. So I did a very tiny fade out on that so that it sounded a little more natural. It didn't sound like a cut. That one was a little more complicated. it's just the splice, making sure everything sounds right. Okay, so on to the next. Was that 5 of 7? And there's two more here. I think that's it. All right, what is this one? Okay, this one sounds funny. I don't know what's happening here. Woo. So the line is, you can slide the shoulder straps. And I said, you can slide the shoulder. I can't even say it. Say that three times fast. You can slide the shoulder slaps, is what I ended up saying. So I caught myself and I laughed. And I said, slaps. Ha ha ha. That's a different kind of audio. See, that's the type of shit that would end up in a friggin' blooper reel. So now I have to isolate that. And we'll check the splice. There we go. All right. And next. And I think this is the last one. And then I'm going to wrap this up while I finish the rest of the editing because it's really nothing huge. So the word was nipples, and I'm not sure what I even said there, but my reaction was, what the fuck was that? I say that a lot when I'm recording and I screw up because sometimes when you get into it, you just don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. And that was one of those moments. So, all right. So now, isolate. And now I'll see what it sounds didn't quite take enough. And there's the issue with the breath. So I had one in the take prior, like in the first initial screw up. And I redid the breath when I. There we go. When I did the second part. All right, there's that. Okay. So that is all of the splicing that needed to be done. Now, what I'm going to do, just to wrap it up, is because we still have a 37-minute audio. This is the boring part. I have to go through and I have to check my timing. So this is where I do the pacing stuff. I go through and make sure that the pauses in between words and things like that aren't too long and drawn out. I make sure that everything is properly timed and just basically so that it's as tight as it can be. 'Cause like I said, this is a bit of a beast audio. It's 37 minutes. It's one of the longest I've ever done. That being said, the story warrants it, requires it, and once you get in, you're not going to notice that it's that long. But I want to make sure that it's not that long because of my performance choices. It's that long because the content of the story warrants it. So that's what I'm going to do now. But I'm going to wrap this up because we're already, I think, almost 45 minutes in. So thank you all for listening to my rambling tonight on the production commentary for May I Part 3. Nothing major, just some little tips and tricks and things that I do as I go. I probably don't even remember half of what I said, so I'll have to listen back. Oh God, I gotta listen to myself even more than I did originally tonight. Great. Awesome. So yeah, if there's something, that you heard that you didn't understand or wanted to ask questions about or whatever, just please the comments, the DMs or the anonymous form, it's all there. And I will talk to you soon. Have a good one, guys.